Hey, how's it going? I don't know if you noticed, but I've been posting every other Thursday, and I'll keep doing that until I run out of ideas. Today's episode is about the African baobab trees. But first, let's hear a word from my sponsors. I'd like to start off by saying these titles are clickbaity. WCNC. Africa's oldest baobab trees are dying at an unprecedented rate, and climate change may be to blame. USA Today. Africa's oldest baobab trees are dying at an unprecedented rate, and climate change may be to blame. Those are actually the same. Did I copy that wrong? CNN. Ancient baobab trees in southern Africa are dying. Scientists suspect climate change. Although I must say that CNN article is the least emotionally charged title, there was even one article that says, by Outlook Traveler, the oldest trees in the world are slowly dying. Sweet, simple, and to the point. African baobab trees are native to Madagascar, mainland Africa, Southwest Asia, and Australia. There are nine different species, native to Africa, six to Madagascar, and one to Australia. Mostly they grow in Madagascar. They are a deciduous trees. Some people even call it the upside down tree or dead rat tree. The longest living tree is the Glencoe baobab. It is 1,835 years old. It also has large flowers that are reproductive for a maximum of 15 hours. The fruits are large, oval to round, and berry-like. They hold kidney-shaped seeds in a dry, pulpy matrix. In the early 21st century, baobabs in southern Africa began to die off rapidly from a cause yet to be determined. Baobab trees are a large tree that live a long time and require an abundance of water to grow successfully. We, as a society, do not know if the baobab trees have died like this in centuries before, because these trees decay quickly and leave little behind to be examined or studied. 70% of the 1,500 to 2,000-year-old trees dying in little over a decade is not normal, and this is all paraphrased from Erica Wise from UNCC. Adrian Patru from Babes Bolyai University in Romania works with and has ruled out diseases and localized human activity by boring holes in trees and sending in samples to be analyzed. The death of the trees thus far has been blamed on temperature increases and drought. This, at least, is the belief of Adrian Patru and his team. Patru? What did I call him earlier? We'll go with Patru for now on. Patru likely believes that the trees died from temperature increases because the trees need to absorb 70 to 80% of their volume of water, and some geographic regions have had late rainy seasons, such as the case of the Chapman tree of Botswana. Five of the six largest baobabs either died or their oldest parts significantly deteriorated. I can't read today. Thomas Lovejoy, an environmental scientist at George Mason University, who was not involved in the study, told The Washington Post that they do not think climate is likely a culprit, but they, Patrick et al., don't actually present any evidence on how climate is changing where these ancient trees occur. Although not mentioned in the research paper by Patrick, temperature rising and lack of water was supported by research by Engelbracht. In the research title, Projections of Rapidly Rising Surface Temperatures Over Africa Under Low Mitigation. According to Engelbracht, based on observed trends over the last 5 decades, the African annual average near surface temperatures have drastically increased at more than twice the global rate of temperature increase. This could be accompanied by decreases in soil moisture availability are projected, even for regions where increases in rainfall are plausible due to enhanced levels of evaporation. the rate of warming over Africa, in combination with the associated increases in extreme temperature events, may be key factors to consider when interpreting the sustainability of global mitigation targets in terms of African climate change and climate. So, in quick summary, it's hot and there's not water. Well, enough water for the trees. What that means exactly, not entirely sure. And after looking over the data I have and have read, I still feel like we don't have answers, but we could be headed in the right direction. If you'd like to learn more about the baobab trees, do some research. There's plenty of out there. Just make sure you're using trusted sources. You can start with the news articles and then try to find their sources. Basically, just kind of keep going down the rabbit hole until you know all about the trees and the birds and the bees. Okay, bye.